From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us by phone from his home this week is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
Well, this power thing, were you affected?
Well, the power was out in my hometown till 3 in the morning, Friday morning, so not too bad. Other people made out much worse.
Before we begin, you mentioned to me that you had received a gift when you were at the that mechanical puzzle convention in Chicago. What was that gift?
Well, it was a very nice thing. There's a mathematician named Ken Knowlton, also a computer pioneer, who does portraits of famous people using everyday objects. Like he's done Marilyn Monroe out of seashells, Albert Einstein out of dice, the mathematician Martin Gardner out of several sets of dominoes. And when you look at these pictures close up, all you see are the objects. But when you stand back, they're really quite nice likenesses. Well, there was a presentation in Chicago done of all these portraits, concluding with a portrait of me out of a giant crossword grid. It's 37 squares wide by 50 deep. Close up, it looks just like a pattern of crossword squares. You back up 10 or 20 feet, and it's really not bad. It's a pretty good picture. And then a friend of mine, a colleague, Frank Longo, actually constructed a crossword using this grid, filling it with some words and phrases and names relating to my life, and then turned it into a solvable crossword.
Cool. Cool. Sounds good. Well, I think we're ready to play puzzle. I think we need some fun and games today. Why don't you, first of all, repeat that clue we had last week?
Yes, I said think of a famous 20th century American writer. Five letters in the first name, six letters in the last. And I said the first three letters of the first name are the same as the first three letters of the last name, only reversed. Who is it?
Who is it?
Isaac Asimov.
Oh, famous 20th century science fiction American writer. Well, we received about 900 correct entries to this week's challenge. Our randomly chosen winner is Karen Kinnear. She joins us from Lynchburg, Virginia. Hi, Karen.
Hello.
So how long did it take you to solve this puzzle?
Most of the week, actually. It didn't come to me right away.
But you persevered.
I did.
Did it come to you in a dream or what?
No, I have been playing with five-letter names and then rearranging those for the last name, and finally hit Isaac, and that kind of popped up.
That sent you in the right direction.
Yes.
What do you do there in Lynchburg?
I'm a business banker.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, are you ready to play?
I am ready.
All right, Will, please meet Karen. Let's play.
All right, Karen. Today's puzzle is called Rhyming Opposites. For each clue, give me a word that rhymes with the last word in it and means the opposite of the clue. For example, if I said, be sure about, you would say, doubt. Mm. Here's number one. Finishing by the assigned date.
I want something that rhymes with date.
Right. Right.
And that's the opposite of?
Finishing by the assigned date. In other words, not finishing by the assigned date.
Would mean that your assignment is?
Late.
There
yeah.
you go.
That's all right.
Really slow.
Usually we have to walk each other through the first one. You know?
Okay.
Very good. Number two, showing class.
Crass.
There you go. Opposite of showing class is crass. How about sad? S-A-D.
Glad.
Glad is it. When it's light.
Night.
That's correct.
Okay.
Having a great physique.
Week.
There you go. Excellent. Having quick sense.
Dense
is it.
Describing me this morning, yes.
Me too.
Try this one. Voting no.
Voting no.
Pro.
Pro, is
oh,
it?
That's right. Okay.
Very good. All right, try this. Not until many a moon. Soon, is
yeah.
it? Try this one. For a fee. What's the opposite of for a fee?
Free. Yeah.
Free, is it? And your last one, finishing worst.
First.
There you go. First is it. Nice job.
You know, Karen, this was fun, but these were not as easy as I thought that they might be. This was, you know, you did really well.
Well, thank you.
You did better than you...
That was very gracious.
No, but you also did better than you think you did. You got quite a few of them. You did really well. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Reference Set with CD-ROM featuring print and electronic versions of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, and the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House. Karen, what's your public radio station?
It is WVTF in Blacksburg, Virginia.
All right. Well, Karen Kinnear from Lynchburg, Virginia, thanks a lot for playing our puzzle today.
Thank you. I had fun.
Oh, great. That's the point. Thanks a lot.
All right.
All right, Will, we want some more fun. What's the puzzle we can work on for next week?
Well, this week's challenge comes from listener Matt Jones of Portland, Oregon. Take two exclusively male first names, 5 and 6 letters respectively. Switch the initial letters, and you'll get 2 exclusively female first names, also 5 and 6 letters, respectively. What are they? So again, 2 male names, 5 and 6 letters. Switch the initial letters, and you'll get 2 female first names, 5 and 6 letters. What names are these?
Okay, when you have the answer, put it in an email and send it to us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please, and our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include your day and evening phone numbers. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz, who joined us from home this week by phone. Hey, Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Leah.